Perjury is a punishable crime in America, carrying with it up to 5 years imprisonment and the disgrace that it brings upon the offender. In a recent California court case, Elie Wiesel, a self-styled eyewitness of the so-called Holocaust, stated under oath that while at Auschwitz, he was tattooed on his left arm with the number A7713. Wiesel added that his father's tattoo number was A7712. But according to a former prisoner at Auschwitz, Hungarian Jew Miklos Gruner, who was at the camp the same time claimed by Elie Wiesel, the number A7713 was assigned to a very different person, Gruner's friend, a Lazar Wiesel, not Elie Wiesel. The first names, Elie and Lazar, are diminutives of the Hebrew name Eleazar. Thus, Gruner contends, Elie Wiesel has committed a crass deception and imposture by pretending to be Gruner's friend and former fellow prisoner, Lazar Wiesel. First of all, let's take a close look at Elie Wiesel's left arm, and while we're at it, at his right arm as well. Evidently, no sign of an imprinted tattoo can be seen. Second, Gruner, who in his book, Identity Theft, sets out to prove that Elie Wiesel is a fraud, received a letter from the Auschwitz Museum in October of 2003, affirming that the number A7713, claimed by Elie Wiesel as his, was indeed, in fact, assigned to Gruner's friend, Lazar Wiesel, recorded as being born on September 4th, 1913, not September 30th, 1928, the birth date of Elie Wiesel. The Auschwitz Museum letter also affirmed to Gruner that the number A7712, which Elie Wiesel attributes to his father Shlomo, was actually given to Abraham Wiesel, Lazar's older brother. In his book Night, Elie Wiesel opens with a statement that upon arriving at Auschwitz-Birkenau in June of 1944, when Wiesel was only 15, he saw before him gigantic flames leaping up from a ditch into which Jewish babies were thrown. Gruner calls this an outright lie, asserting in his book Identity Theft, "I had never seen ditches with open fire where children were burning." This was later verified in 1988 by American federal court expert in execution technology, Fred Luchter, who reported that Auschwitz being built upon a swamp with a high water table made it impossible for bodies to be burned in ditches. In January 1945, the Auschwitz prisoners, which included Miklos Gruner and his friend Lazar Wiesel, were transferred to Buchenwald. Liberated by the Americans that spring, a photo was taken by a U.S. soldier that was later entitled "Crowded Bunks in the Prison Camp at Buchenwald." Elie Wiesel has referred to this photo as proof of his internment and has pointed to a man on the second row as being himself. Again, Gruner says no, noting that the man Wiesel claims to be himself was a man in his 30s and not a boy of 16, the age Elie Wiesel would have been at the time. Notice that the man has an aquiline nose and has full lips, while the teenage Wiesel's nose is obviously concave and his lips thin. The 30-year-old looking man also has a receding hairline, while the hairline of Wiesel when a teen is well up to the base of his forehead. In 1986, Miklos Gruner was invited to meet Elie Wiesel in Stockholm. The Swedish host informed him that this was the same person he knew in the camps under the name Lazar Wiesel. Upon meeting Elie Wiesel, Gruner said afterward, "I was stunned to see a man I didn't recognize at all. He was certainly not my friend and fellow prisoner." Gruner also recalled that he was surprised that Wiesel could not speak Hungarian, but spoke English with a strong French accent, even though Elie Wiesel claims that he grew up in Sziget, Hungary. Gruner and all the other evidence makes a strong case that the Nobel Prize laureate Wiesel is nothing less than an imposter.